KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have dense fog here in Atlantic. Also, a few flurries in the air, possibly as a result of that fog. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We do look for areas of dense fog this morning, especially in western Iowa. Otherwise, partly cloudy when it finally burns off at a high around 34. In the news, a woman who tried to smuggle more than 5 grams of methamphetamine into the Clarinda Correctional Facility last August has entered a plea of guilty to the charge. According to a criminal complaint, 30-year-old Linda Whitlatch of Carlisle attempted to leave in a garbage can a box of Pop-Tarts with the meth inside. A criminal complaint said she intended to deliver it to an inmate. Whitlatch entered a guilty plea last week to a felony charges that include conspiracy to deliver methamphetamine, furnishing a controlled substance at a detention facility, and failure to affix drug tax stamp. According to her plea deal, she could spend up to 15 years in prison, most of that likely in a residential correctional facility. Police in Creston report 3 arrests over the past few days. Sunday evening, 53-year-old Tamara Wolford of Blockton was arrested in Creston for public intoxication and disorderly conduct. Wolford was being held for Union County in the Adams County Jail with bond set at $600. Saturday evening, 38-year-old Aaron Reapy of Afton was arrested in Creston for OWI second offense. He was later released on $2,000 bond. And on Friday, 37-year-old Robert Gerard of Lennox was arrested in Creston on a Union County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Gerard was also arrested for theft in the fifth degree and was cited for that offense and released. He was released on the warrant for $300 bond. Authorities say a man found pinned under a tractor has died in northeast Iowa. The Allamaquis County Sheriff's Office reports the accident occurred around 3 p.m. Saturday near Dorchester. First responders found the man under a tire of the tractor. His name and other details about the accident have not been released. Well, President Trump has nominated William Barr to become the U.S. Attorney General, leaving the future of an Iowa native who has been serving as acting Attorney General unknown. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says Matt Whitaker is a friend from Iowa, and she recently talked with him about it. She said that not sure where he's going to land, but when she spoke with him just the other day before the President Bush's memorial service, he said he would take it as it comes, and she's sure that he will land on his feet. Whitaker was the chief of staff for Attorney General Jeff Sessions before Sessions resigned, and he was immediately in the spotlight after being named to the acting role. Ernst says that, of course, all of us from Iowa, we wish the absolute best for Matt Whitaker and whatever his endeavors may be, whether he's staying at the Department of Justice or moving on to another career. And Ernst says that she has not had a chance to meet with Barr, so she says, I can't tell you about his character. I'm sure that he's a good person. I think just by virtue of his nomination, it speaks very well to his capacity, his credibility, and she looks forward to the opportunity to meet him. Ernst said she'll get a chance to meet and talk with Barr during a Senate confirmation process. Iowa Public Safety Commissioner Roxanne Ryan said Friday that she's informed Governor Kim Reynolds that she will be leaving her job next month. Ryan told employees in an email that she'll step down January 2nd after leading the department for 4 years. She said she's proud of the progress that's been made in the department, which includes the Iowa State Patrol, Division of Criminal Investigation, and other public safety units. Colonel Jeff Ritzman, chief of the Iowa State Patrol, also announced his retirement effective January 2nd after 36 years of service in the State Patrol. Colonel Ritzman served as the 16th Colonel of the Iowa State Patrol. He's a graduate of the University of Iowa with a BA in 1993 and Drake University, an MPA, in 2008. The Colonel began his career with the Iowa State Patrol in 1982 and has served as a trooper, a sergeant, and a district commander. He also served as Basic Academy Camp Commander in the Professional Standards Bureau, in the Division of Intelligence and Fusion Center, and as Executive Officer. Ritzman said, it's been an honor and a privilege of my life to serve the men and women of the Iowa State Patrol as their colonel, and in my eyes, there is no finer group of troopers or people. Leaders in Northwest Iowa's Great Lakes area are enlisting the help of a University of Iowa scientist to study ways to manage flooding. Heavy rains this past summer caused shoreline erosion and temporarily shut down the region's lakes. Bill Van Orsdell with the Iowa Great Lakes Association says closing the lakes caused serious economic damage to the community that thrives on recreation.
It's devastating to the homeowners, to the residents, and to the vacationers.
Scientists project that over time those rains will get heavier and the risk of flooding will increase, so the association wants to do something about it. Larry Weber, U of I professor of civil and environmental engineering, is working with a team using computer models to estimate how much the lower Gar Lake will rise with different amounts of rainfall. Flood control measures, including adding more channel structures called culverts or using a bridge or dam, could handle water flow differently.
We want to make sure that we design something that has the utility and lifespan of many decades So we want to make sure that we think about increasing intensity of rainfall in the future.
Weber and his team plan to continue to look at different rainfall conditions and will share results with Iowa Great Lakes officials and residents early next year. Elsewhere in state news, officials at the Iowa Department of Corrections said Saturday afternoon 22-year-old Eldra Scott Jennings Jr., who was convicted of intimidation with a dangerous weapon in Johnson County, failed to report back to the Larry Nelson Residential Center as required Saturday morning. Jennings Jr. is a black male, 5 feet 6 inches tall, who weighs 164 pounds. He was admitted to the work release facility on November 13th. Persons with information on his whereabouts should contact local police. You can see a picture of that man under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. A man convicted of killing a woman in her Cedar Rapids garage and setting it on fire has been sentenced to life in prison. Television station KCRG reports 39-year-old Timothy Evans pleaded guilty to first-degree murder for the April death of 38-year-old Gina Fredrickson. In exchange for his plea, charges of robbery, burglary, and arson were dropped. Prosecutors say Evans broke into the detached garage of a Cedar Rapids home on April 29th and violently assaulted Fredrickson. Police say he then set fire to the garage. Fredrickson was pulled from the burning garage but died at a hospital. Evans, who was homeless, had been released from jail just 2 days before the violent break-in. He was being held on car burglary charges when he was released. A 12-year-old boy accused of unsuccessfully trying to shoot his teacher will be tried in adult court as a youthful offender. A judge made that ruling Friday just before the boy made his appearance on charges of attempted murder and weapons counts. The boy remains in the youth detention center on a $50,000 bond. If convicted as a youthful offender in adult court, the boy would remain under juvenile court supervision until he's 18. The case would then return to adult court where a judge could dismiss it or sentence the offender to adult prison. Police say the boy entered a North Scott Junior High classroom on August 31st with a .22-caliber handgun and tried to shoot the teacher. Investigators say when the loaded gun jammed, the teacher wrestled it away from the boy. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services has reported the state's first flu-related deaths of the current flu season. The department said Friday that two people, both over the age of 65, have died from flu-related causes. Last season, 90 people died of flu in Iowa, or rather in Nebraska. Iowa state health officials say no flu-related deaths have been reported so far this season here. Health officials say the very young, the elderly, and those with compromised immune systems are at greater risk of complications from the respiratory illness. A traffic stop this morning at around 1:45 in Adams County resulted in the arrest of two women on drug charges. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports a vehicle was pulled over near the intersection of Quince Avenue and 240th Street. During the course of the traffic stop, the canine Baxo was deployed on the vehicle and gave a positive alert to the odor of narcotics. Upon further investigation, Natasha Stalder and Jolene Most, both of Corning, were placed under arrest for possession of drug paraphernalia. Red Oak police report the arrest of a Red Oak man Friday on a warrant out of Nebraska at around 2:35 p.m. Officers arrested 37-year-old Quentin Swanberg of Red Oak on a valid Dodge County, Nebraska warrant for probation violation. Swanberg was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. And a Union County man arrested this past week on warrants for reckless driving and failure to appear on a third-degree harassment charge was arrested again Friday. 29-year-old Eric Shin of Creston was arrested at around 8:45 p.m. on an Adams County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of harassment in the first degree. And at around 11:30 p.m. Friday, deputies in Adams County conducted a traffic stop near the intersection of 3rd Street and 4th Avenue in Nottoway. Upon further investigation, Dusty Bebout of Lenox was placed under arrest for driving under suspension and failure to file SR-22 insurance. At around 2:30 a.m. Saturday, Adams County deputies conducted a traffic stop, and upon further investigation, Sean Riazzi of Grant was placed under arrest for OWI first offense and driving under suspension. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.